Thursday night, 17th of July.
What month?
I think it's funny, but I don't roll all over the floor with it.
Yeah, but do you think I should sell these?
I think you should draw them first. You know who would like to see them?
Who?
Grandpa. He loves cartoons. He's been having Ross make cartoons and send them to him. Is that right, Ross?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, you can make yours and send them, all right?
I'm doing it in brown.
Oh. Ross, you know, I was going to sit in that chair.
Oops.
Want to bring your own chair? Or you want to lie on the floor and don't roll over here?
I want to be on this chair.
How would you vanish?
Yeah, how would you big vanish?
You got to the middle of the world?
Yeah. How would you vanish? Yeah, I know it would be hot, and you'd vanish. How would you vanish?
Well, didn't you say you would evaporate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You also
and?
That's you.
What were the other? What else would you do, Mark?
You'd disappear. Yeah. You'd
do what before you got even got
burn up.
You'd burn up?
And that way, and you know, you'd do all that before you like you could even get there.
Oh. How come?
What?
How come?
Because it's so hot in the middle of the earth.
Well, why would you go to the middle of the earth? How come you'd go to the middle of the earth? Said you wouldn't go there.
Right.
Oh.
You said who would. Is that what you mean?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
What's in the middle of the earth?
I don't know. Who's the I don't know if anybody is brave enough to do that.
Brave enough to do that?
Guess what?
What?
Even if you took a whole refrigerator full of ice and put it all over you so that you would still get killed by the heatness. Because the ice would melt.
By the heatness?
Yeah, by the heat. I mean by the heat.
Mm-hmm. True. Ice would melt, turn to steam, and you'd cook.
Mm-hmm.
So what's down there in the middle of the earth?
Fire and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. In your cartoon, you said that was going to be hell?
Oh, no, that's in the bottom of the earth.
In the bottom?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's not in the middle, it's in the bottom.
I mean, if you go down, how do you get there?
Actually, it is in the middle.
How do you get there?
You dig until you die.
You dig until you die? And then?
I mean, I bet nobody in the whole world or anywhere has ever dug through the world and found out what is in the middle of the world and saw with their own eyes what the middle of the earth really looked like. I bet not.
Geologists dig down into the earth. They don't go to the center of the earth, but they go.
They
go down farther than most people.
They burn up if they did.
Yeah. But they are the people who go down the farthest, so the geologists.
Are they geologists that dug too far and got killed?
I don't think they've done it quite that way.
Oh, stop it. We're up here and we need blankets. You down there at sea, we need a blanket.
He isn't down. He's over. Nighty-night, guys.
We
need a bedtime snack. Shall we go down and get a bedtime snack?
No, I just need it.
Shall I go get water?
No. Yeah, you can.
Me, please? You as in mother do it?
I guess I'll kisses to her when you go to sleep, and she gave us water, so we get along.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea to do that. Ah! Mark, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to sit on you. Are you okay? What happened?
Dad got on me and got on the bed.
Uh-oh. What about your bandage?
What?
Trying to get that dry before the tape gets wet. Sorry about that. Sorry, I sure did spill water. All over your back. Sorry about that, Margie.
That's okay.
Going upstairs to get the key to his little bank, but he's going to count his money because maybe we'll go to Chuck E. Cheese today or tomorrow, and he wants to know if he has enough money to give to me. I think that's what he's doing anyway. He'll be back in a minute.
That means I get each $5 you get five. But guess what? Each $1 you get five games.
Each $5 you get five games.
Putting one token and then a couple.
Only if you win.
Yeah. It's real good. It's real fair. Like, I'll show you how much games I can get.
Mark Ronka, how much money do you have? You have, you said you can't.
What, Ross?
me about this hideout. I've never heard about that.
It's underground.
Who told you it was there?
It's not a hideout. It's under it's under the jelly and all the stuff.
Joey said there was a...
Jillian Ross.
Yeah, what did they say?
That's what they said, all that stuff.
All that stuff. What stuff?
Just don't... Come on.
Just tell me. I didn't hear you say it, because... I'm just doing stuff.
Huh? Well...
They told you that there was...
There was Ghostbusters, and there was a werewolf, and I found out that that's not true, but I'm still not sure.
Oh, what makes you not sure?
I'm just not sure.
You think that,
Ross, that... Look, Mom, look. Look. One horse dashed away without its guy.
Oh.
You can wear
did
it.
You get a guy? Are you missing a guy then?
Somebody's on me. Yes. Yeah, I'm missing a guy, but I don't care. I'm still having some.
These are all your toys from Chuck E. Cheese, okay? We just came back from Chuck E. Cheese. What's this guy? Here's a guy. He's an Indian.
Oh, thank you. Oh, so he's the one.
He's the guy.
Then he should be like this. You idiot! Come back here! Look. See the Indian? He's saying, I'll never trust a horse like you again.
I'll never what?
Trust a horse like you again.
Oh.
Because the horse is running away with him. Running away
without him.
Running away from the guy.
Oh.
And look, see those skeleton things?
Mm-hmm.
This big monster ate two people.
Uh-oh, really?
Pew, pew. Boom. Yeah.
Today's the 18th of July.
Gotcha. Yeah, good. Jose. Boom. No, fuck over.
No.
Yeah, gotcha, Jose. I think I would rather sit here.
No.
I think I would rather sit here. No. I think I would rather sit. Yeah. Look. Yeah, help me! Mama. Yeah, help me!
Oh my heavens, your dragon is eating us.
Help me! Blonk. Hey, I'm gonna... You better not. We're on the same... Gotcha, horsey, now. Obey me, or else I'm gonna... Saying my real words. I'm gonna keep my word.
What word?
The word that they said. Remember he said, I'm never gonna trust you a horse like you again. Well, he'll keep that word if the horsey doesn't behave. Okay. Hey, what do you need to do? Let's go. Good job, horsey. Yeah. grocery stuff though. Hello! You idiot. How come you said that though? Cause you are one now. Now get him out of my face though. No! You better. I'm your horsey. Too bad. You're too heavy. No, I'm not. Come on now, let's get this straight. How about that way? Oh, you won't take that way either. Here. Be on your own side. There, I'll go on this guy. I'll go on this hippy dippy big guy, big sucker, big brave guy, if I can't go on you weak, idiotic horse. No. Now you won't fall down, right?
Right.
Good.
Do you want any chicken McNuggets?
Okay.
Yeah?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Hey, let's go spook them out. Yeah. Na 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 na. Yeah. Fate. Hey, we really scared him, didn't we?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah, that don't scare me. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look what I did. Look at this, bubba. Hi. Watch this so I can give you. My head can go through him. I mean, my arm can. Come on, don't talk. See, my arm can go through him. See, I put it here. So what? I challenge you. If you dare. Boing. I know kung fu and karate. Yeah!
Way better.
Poor
Exercising in this belly of mine. He has a stomachache. Come on, Mark, now. Please. Come.
I thought you wanted to eat.
Do you want to eat? Would you like a glass of milk? What's wrong with your stomach?
I'll take a glass of milk.
Okay.
And, I'm going to have
a sandwich. Peanut butter sandwich?
Yeah.
I bet you didn't have any lunch, right? I bet you didn't have any lunch. There's no peanut butter sandwich.
I want some chips, please.
Here.
I recorded just previous to this because I forgot to turn on the microphone. It probably didn't record. This is July 21st, and Mark had a little ditty that he said, which was, what was that thing? How'd it go? A Chinese issue. A Chinese issue comes from some kind of place. Well, that's the word you said.
Yeah, but you told me the other word what to say.
Menu.
Yeah, menu.
The first way he said it was issue. The second way he said he wanted me to correct it because that's what I told him, menu. So it should go, a Chinese menu comes from some kind of place, and what's the address?
And if you buy a pie, you have to splat it in his face.
And if you buy a pie, you have to splat it in his face at the end of it. Mark asked me, you know, sometimes why people marry each other.
Well, you know something, why some people sometimes marry each other?
Why?
Because they can be like nice and they hear good, and when you're talking they listen and they don't interrupt when you're talking, and they're really, 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 really nice people.
And that's why they get married?
Sometimes that's why they get married, and sometimes it's just because the look of their face. Sometimes just because the look of their face and their hair.
Oh. Hmm. And what do you think you'll marry for?
The face, the hair, and the smart, the nice.
You're not to be left out, are you?
I think I'll make the best one I can find.
You'll make the best one you can find?
Mm-mm. I'll marry.
Oh.
The best one I can find. If she likes me.
Well, yeah, that's an important stipulation.
Yeah, you can't say, you're gonna marry me no one, no matter what, Buster.
What's what?
Mom.
What, Mark?
I think I remember I saw a white kid, and he was tougher than a black kid.
That doesn't usually happen, Mark. No, that doesn't usually happen.
Well, do you think that white kids are usually tougher than black kids?
I think maybe the black kids.
You think maybe what?
Maybe black kids.
Oh. Black kids are what?
But I think white kids or white people. I mean, I think black kids or black people or whoever are tougher, but I think white people are smarter and all that. I think they're smarter and they know how to most of the time know how to protect themselves.
And they spy good. Because I was spying behind a tree with my backpack, and it showed out some. My camouflage backpack, and it showed out some. And he ran around the thing trying to catch a white kid, and he looked over at that tree, couldn't see nothing.
Anything.
And he just started running after the kid again.
Do you have any black friends?
Not really. Yeah, I think no. No.
He used to.
I did.
He's not a very nice punch at all.
That's only at camp.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mark, you know what? You know probably why you think black kids aren't as smart as white kids?
Why?